Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. So happy to be with you guys as always. And always, it is a fabulous Friday as I find myself here recording. I don't know when it is or where it is that you're hearing this, but I'm sure it's a fabulous something someday that ends in Y. And today it started off really magical. I actually had a really cool dream event happen over the last 12 hours or so. It's kind of unfolded. Well, really more than that. Now, let me back up. It's happened over the last 3 days because, let's see, it's Friday now, and I recorded on Wednesday with an amazing individual, Connie Kaplan. And Connie is a dream expert, has a fascinating story. And actually, I just recorded with her on Wednesday evening. It will come out next Wednesday. The release of the show and of that episode. And she's a dream expert, has a really wild story with her own dream life. And we really didn't even get into that too much. We sort of got into some other information, but she's going to come back on the show in a couple months and we're going to cover dreaming in a big way. So here's basically what happened. So yesterday evening, Patty posted in the Facebook group a question about dream interpretation, saying that she'd had a really profound dream and she wanted to talk to someone about that dream. And I had noticed right before I was going to go to bed last night that it somehow popped up on the top of my feed and no one had commented on it or anything like that, which is pretty rare in the Facebook group. So I commented and I was like, hey, why don't you actually, she didn't spell out what the interpretation was. She said it was too long, but I encouraged her to do so. And so, of course, talking to her about dreaming. And then I opened an email from Connie and she had sent over a copy of my invisible garment pattern, which you'll hear us talk about what that means in the show. But it's basically using astrology and some divine information that was downloaded by Connie to sort of give a reading about who I am, what I am. And you'll hear that in the episode, like I mentioned. So she had sent over some more details above and beyond what we talked about in the interview for me to read. So what am I doing? Right before I go to bed, I write someone about dreaming. I'm checking out what Connie sent me and reading over the information she sent to me. And Connie, of course, like I said, being the streaming expert and having a really fascinating life story surrounding that. So then last night, I typically don't, and I probably mentioned this before, I don't have a super active dream life compared to a lot of people. A lot of people have lucid dreaming experiences, out-of-body experiences. I mean, my own brother has those. You've heard me talk about it. And for me, a lot of times, I don't remember my dreams, or if I do, they're the kind of the normal, kind of weird, sometimes dark sort of dreams. Nothing. I definitely found myself in the past being sort of like irritated. Like, I want a really fascinating, powerful, positive dream, right? And if I even remember them all, they're just kind of weird and incoherent and whatever. So anyway, so last night after all this dream stuff, connecting with Connie a few days ago, then reading her email right before bed, then, you know, talking to Patty on the Facebook group about her dream interpretation, I have a really, really interesting dream this morning right before I woke up. And so the dream was I'm sitting in a tree and there is I'm sitting in this big, big tree and there's other people, friends that are with me. And then a cat, like almost like a leopard or something, but bigger. Probably it was like a, I don't know, like a liger, a really like unique cat-like creature. And it was, I remember its coat was almost kind of camo-ish. It was like tan and greenish, you know, and orange, like, I don't know. It was a very interesting cat. And it was right near me in the tree. And there was people above me in the tree. And, you know, it was a giant tree and we're all hanging out and we're going to help this cat with something. And I'm not really sure, you know, about, I'm a little nervous with the cat because he's so big and powerful, but I'm sitting there petting him like, whoa, you're so cool. And then of course the thoughts come through my head, like would probably be if I sitting there petting a lion or something, like, what, this thing could like turn on me right now and tear me apart. Now I just like, no, get through that fear. This is positive. This thing's lovely, you know? And so I petted it for a while and then it jumped down out of the tree. And then all of a sudden, shockingly, this cat jumped all the way to the top of the tree, to a very top branch, like supernatural style, you know, like, okay, I know you're a good jumper cat, but there's no way you can jump like, you know, 50 feet up in the air to this top branch. And I'm like, whoa. And me and my friends that are hanging out in the tree too, are the same way. And I never actually saw the friends. I could just sense them there. Right. And then all of a sudden the cat jumps down out of the tree and transforms into a frog, like a really one of those bright green Amazonian awesome looking frogs. And then I'm like, whoa, I'm like, he's like shapeshifting. I'm like, get my phone. Like, I want to catch him shapeshifting because it's so cool looking. And then he shapeshifts into a man. And then the man gets up and starts walking and I walk over to him just like, whoa, let me shake your hand. That was epic, you know? And then I woke up. So anyway, this morning I was thinking how cool to have been talking about dream interpretation, connecting with Connie, the dream lady the night before, and then to have this really, really epic dream. So I wrote Connie this morning to ask her opinion about it, right? And here's kind of what she said. And some of this stuff will even make more sense after you hear my, because she gives me a mini reading during the forthcoming episode. And some of the things that she references in this email are, you know, referencing that, my invisible garment pattern, right? And it's basically like, you know, who and what I am and what my calling is, where do I branch off of source? She even references a tree a lot. And, you know, of course that's in my dream and how, you know, we come off of source, we spring off of source at a certain point, and we represent sort of that family lineage, that part of source. So some of the stuff she references will make more sense after you hear my interview with her, but I'll just go ahead and read her response. Now, about your dream, I should have warned you that often when people connect with me, their dreams change pretty dramatically. I'm like a dream whisperer or something weird like that. Remember, I mentioned to you that the moon influences dreaming more than we realize. Often when the moon is in a position that interfaces with our natal chart, we dream something about our own spiritual principles. So last night, the moon was in Leo. Well, Leo is your mid-heaven sign as well as your sun sign. And Leo is a lion, a big cat. So I suspect that the dream was telling you something you need to remember about extension, sun principle, and attraction, mid-heaven principle. By the way, those are two things. My sun principle you hear talk about in the interview is extension. My mid-heaven principle is attraction. These are things that sort of define who and what I am. About attraction, remember I spoke to you about attraction being the principle that calls forward anything that needs you. I wonder if the cat slash frog slash man wanted to remind you of the power of attraction and encourage you to be particularly awake to what kinds of energies come to you and for what reason. As you become less self-motivated and instead allow attraction to live through you, the circumstances and people who come to you will be more complex, more interesting, more multidimensional than you can imagine with your personal mind. Does that make sense? About extension. Extension is anchored in the hands. Extension is about life wanting to extend itself, to reach out, to constantly find new ways to express. There are lots of references to your hands in this dream. You are petting the big cat. Later, you shake hands with the man as a way of honoring his extraordinariness. Extension and attraction work together beautifully in this dream to remind you of the ways you affect the world, if and only if you get out of your own way and learn to be attraction and extension. About the tree. The human soul is one unified field of consciousness from which we all emanate. And when we take an incarnation, we and several of our quote-unquote soul siblings, called a soul cluster, come into human form as a team, ready to deliver the gift of our uniqueness. I often refer to the soul as the tree because some of the spiritual principles are root-like, some are trunk-like, and some are branch and leaf-like. The dream opens with your team, all with attraction as their mid-heaven principle, sitting in the tree of the human soul, reaching across the way to the animal tree. You're going to help the animal with a task. You offered your hand extension as that help. More about soul clusters later when we have a conversation about that. If you actually know the friends who are sitting in the tree with you, that's one thing. If you only know them in the dream, I'm pretty sure they were your soul cluster siblings. Yeah, just to add to that, as I mentioned, I didn't really even see their faces. I just knew it was friends behind me, but it wasn't anyone that I knew in this life, in my waking life, if you will. Okay, onward. The animal evolved. Big cats are huge dreamers, by the way. Male lions sleep up to 21 hours a day. First, he returned to the original brain, the amygdala, the reptilian brain. And then with the renegotiation between the frog brain and the big cat brain, called forth by attraction and encouraged by extension, he evolved into a more complex form, man. Now, there's always a possibility that you did encounter a sorcerer while on your dream journey. We have the ability to engage with every form and every possibility when we go into the dream world. If that was the case, he was an unusually generous sorcerer in that he appeared to you to remind you of something profound and powerful about your potential. Which makes me wonder why the sorcerer is a man rather than a woman. Women are usually more generous. Yeah, I referenced, the only time I'd ever seen the shape-shifting stuff was reading about sorcerers in an old book that I read many, many years ago that referenced all this. And so that's what she's addressing here. Because that's what it felt like what I had read about all these years ago. Listen, I could go on forever about this dream. It is a landmark dream for you. Keep it, refer back to it from time to time. It will reveal itself more and more clearly. In fact, hold on to it because it may be a great dream for us to analyze when we do our next dreaming interview. So anyway, that's pretty much the end. There's a couple other things, but I won't keep reading there. So yeah, that was just super cool. Okay, right? So the sort of synchronicity unfolding of all the stuff. Well, it continued. So as you guys know, I've been reading on Fabulous Fridays. I've been reading from the book Oneness by Rasha, which I refer to as the guidebook for ascension, what we can expect as we up our vibrational game, if you will, as we continue to expand as beings and continue to grow. And so it's definitely a book that's it's definitely helped me a lot on my own journey. I read it originally like 10 years ago, and I can look back now on a lot of the things that it sort of said, okay, here's what you're going to expect on your journey as you continue to elevate your vibration and continue on your spiritual quest. You can expect these sorts of events and experiences, and that's definitely been the case. And then, of course, I just read randomly from the book for those of you who haven't ever tuned in before, because you don't need to necessarily read it in order. So I've had a lot of fun choosing chapters randomly, asking the Facebook group, which is Positive Heads, by the way, if you're not on there, and asking the Facebook group, hey, give me a chapter today, and I'll just, people will chime in, and that's the one I'll read. Well, today I decided to do a random number generator to figure out which chapter I should read. And so I put in the random number generator, starting one, there's up to 44 chapters, give me a number between 1 and 44. It's gave me chapter 12. So I opened up chapter 12 right after my conversation with Connie this morning. Now, normally the chapters, if you guys have been listening along also, are, pretty like three or four sentences describing what you'll read about in that chapter, sort of as a header, right? Chapter 12 is very, very short. Can you guys guess what it references? I bet you can. The chapter 12 I'm about to read from is The Elusive Dream That Is Reality. So without further ado, I'm going to dive right in to the magical, mysterious world, waking dream we are all in as we connect here through this podcast, this emanation of sound vibration that I'm putting out to the universe that is landing on your ears at this time in your waking dream. Let's see what oneness has to say, has to stay and say, I guess. Okay, we'll go with both. This is the moment you have awaited since time immemorial. Your consciousness stands on the threshold of a radical shift for which you have been preparing for lifetimes. You sense that you are at a place of completion with your major life issues. You are able to identify the patterns and the themes that have surfaced again and again in the dramas of your daily life. And you sense unquestionably that something has shifted in the very depths of your being. The shift is subtle, barely perceptible, yet it is undeniable. The energy flows easily and resistance is nowhere to be found. You are a pioneer in uncharted territory, yet you are most assuredly not alone. For you experience the connectedness from within that could only be divine. You are at a place of oneness with all creation. You have passed the point of no return on your sacred journey, and you have surrendered totally to the momentum that carries you effortlessly. Your life has become a joyous celebration, a gift you have given to yourself. This is the moment. This is the moment that you recognize what has been there all along. This is the state of being, eternally present in consciousness, that is crystallizing into form. You have given definition to your heart's desire, and now all that remains is your experience of it. The elusive dream described above is in fact your reality. Now, this was in italics, which is not normally something I see in the book, and now it's sort of referencing that. The elusive dream described above is in fact your reality. It has already happened. Now, all that remains, quite literally, is your experience of it. And perhaps you wonder, in this moment, how much longer the dream will remain just out of reach. The answer, as long as you wish it to be. As long as you continue to tell yourself that you're almost there, almost, but not quite, you sustain the experience of the eternally unobtainable dream. In fact, the dream is happening in your reality right now. And the way to be present in it is by being present in it right now. You do not require anyone's assessment of your progress or anyone's permission to be instantaneously living the dream. All that is required is to know that you are already there. And that's the end of that chapter, guys. That's like way shorter than most of the other chapters. Although it is perfect, right? It's perfect for today's episode. This is unfolded in such a magical way. So much synchronicity when you get in the flow and are trusting what's coming. As Connie said here, and it's such a powerful, powerful realization. As you become less self-motivated and instead allow attraction to live through you. And that's something that you guys have heard me talking about on the show as something that has been a theme. Even one of my guests who did an intuitive reading, what, 6-8 months ago? I forget which one now off the top of my head, but she said that was my mantra this year for 2017, learning to stop being doing and allowing and flowing, allowing things to emerge. So that's been such a big theme for me. And of course, it keeps popping up. And therefore, it's a theme for you too, because what am I? I am an extension of you, and you are an extension of me. And so whatever is happening to me is happening to you in some way, some reflection, and vice versa. So yeah, this is a beautiful dream. We are all in together. We're in it together. Any of you guys connecting with this show, with this offering that I'm putting out right now is very close reflections, definitely on the family tree. We're on the same branch, leaves that happen to be fluttering in the eternal wind next to one another. And it's such a pleasure and an honor to take this journey with you all as we become more lucid in our waking dream that is this life. I love you all so, so, so much. And as I mentioned to you guys, I was going to postpone playing music at the end of the show until I can put something together. I've had a few people volunteer to be music managers and help to sort of reach out to artists to get the clearance to play their music on the show. But I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, I know, definitely know some artists whose music I'd like to share, some that I definitely already have the okay to play. So I'm going to be playing some of those lovely artists, musical artists in the meantime, as I kind of get that whole thing together, because yeah, I love playing music at the end of the show and I know you guys love hearing it. So there's certainly some good stuff I can go ahead and share now. One of which is, G Kenny, spelled G-K-E-N-E. This song is called Medicine Music. Hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Until next time, journey well, love you all.
My heart has been cracked wide open, submerged in emotion, thought-provoking, wondering how this human heart is capable of such profound depths of emotion. Now I accept the mistakes that I made. I know that change is never easy and growth sometimes shows up as pain. But when it does, it can straight bring me to my knees. Paralyzed, tears flowing from my eyes, isolating from the world so that nobody will see me cry. And I'm gonna be honest, man, I'm feeling pretty broken. But what I realize is that I've actually been broken into a million pieces of potential. Swirling with infinite possibilities, I've been broken down so that I can rebuild a better me. So here's to going from potential to kinetic. And if my heart is meant to break, then I'm just gonna damn well let it. See, I believe that the greatest gifts I've been given in this life are the immense pain and suffering that I've experienced. With time, that pain turned into a new perspective, allowing me to experience unprecedented levels of joy, bliss, and freedom. Literally highs that I had never even dreamed of. And I believe that what I'm going through right now is no different. I choose to learn and grow through all of my struggles, to be open, vulnerable, and honest, and to treat them as the blessings in disguise that they truly are. Sitting under the moonlight, I breathe through these feelings, and accepting them all is my first step to healing.